Hello, hi. So you might be hearing some crew, but it's 7:08 and I am just on my way back from work. And yeah, I left the office like 4:30, but it's 7 and I'm just getting home. Come on, island to island. Come on. Anyways, I've been meaning to do an episode, but I mean, if my schedule is fucked up like this, how will I have time? But okay, I think I'll just be doing little and mini pieces until we have a full episode, and so we can consider this an introduction. And this is introduction to dating in Lagos part 2. So hi guys, today is Thursday 14th July, and I'm supposed to have finished this podcast episode a long time ago, but I've been busy, man, and life has been happening. But I do have more than enough material to finish this up and tie this very well and properly. So yeah, I'm on the road now, but I will continue tonight by God's grace. You guys are going to have this to listen to over the weekend. So yeah, I'm on the main road. Wish me luck. Goodbye. Okay, so good morning. Today is 15th Friday, July, and I know that I said I was going to finish it yesterday, but man proposes, the ghost disposes at this point. Anyways, good morning. I'm going to try my best to finish this episode today. Yeah, today. Okay, okay, so I have a cleft road. Nobody will think I'm mad while I work. Okay. Yeah, so I said this is going to be like a continuation of dating in Lagos, and I have more than enough material. So first of all, I'd like to say that I am scared. I'm really, really scared of our generation and all the things that we hold in value, like the things that we think are important are really weird and, trust me, of little or no value. But we place importance on the things that are really not important, and it's weird, right? Okay. That being said, I don't know. I try my best on here to be as unbiased or non-biased or no bias when I call people out and all of that. So that being said, I'm going to be calling out the male gender today, and that's because I am hetero, and those are the people that I am forced to date because of my sexuality. Yeah, I have actually gotten to the point where I'm like, I wish I was bi or something, because what, there's so much peace and shit in the dating pool. What are you people doing? What is it? Why is everybody so afraid to be vulnerable? Why is everybody so afraid to open up? Why is everybody just looking for transactional relationships? It's so freaking weird. Like, what are you people doing? And you come boldly and say, I'm not trying to look for commitment. I'm not in the mood for commitment. I cannot commit right now. So I just want us to be, who is fucking who? Do I look like a dog? Or I don't, I'm trying as much as possible not to be rude or insultive, but if someone proposes that they just want to be fucking your sister, would you like it? Like, what is wrong with you guys? You guys even come with so much fucking confidence and you are like, I can't do love. Oh, there's one bastard. He says, I don't do love. Me, I tell you, I cannot do love. But if you want me, nigga, shift. Like, and me, unfortunately, or fortunately for me, I can't even kiss you if I'm not attracted to you. And the moment I see that you are doing like a dead nigga, like you're begging for it, you want to be kissed, you want to be, oh god, you will die there, because me, I'm not going to do anything with you, because you're doing like a dead nigga, man. You're doing like a down bad nigga. So what are we doing, right? Anyways, that's just like a glimpse, I guess. So I don't know, but dating in Lagos is the ghetto. And I know, I don't know if I mentioned in the previous episode that I joined the dating app, but I'm off it. Like, I'm done. I'm just done. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, what? Everybody just wants to fuck. Like, I now had this conversation with a friend and she's like, if men have all their wishes, like, if you let men, if you grieve for man, let me say it the way she say nah, if you grieve for man will finish you. Like, you will look at yourself and know that Agbaofifo is what I am. Meaning, if you let men have their way with you, like every single man that comes to you, if you let them have their way with you, you yourself, you know that you're an empty vessel. Men don't care, they just want to fuck. Like, they don't care, they really don't care. And they don't even want to know how long they've known you. They don't want to know if you guys have been friends since diaper stage. They will fuck when it's time for them to fuck. Try, see, if you feel like you have a bestie, he's my best friend, he's never gonna, try it naked and ask your friend, you will fuck. You will, oh my days, you're gonna see hunger, desperation in the eyeballs of your bestie, because that is how they are wired to fuck anything that walks and has a vagina. They don't think, it's their dicks that do the thinking for them. I'm sorry if I'm being very, very fucking raw, but it's what it is. And I'm sorry if you are if you're trying to be friends with me and you're a guy, please don't near me with a 20-inch pole, because you're gonna get shocked the fuck off. Like, I'm gonna give you shunning of your okay. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm almost at work, so I'm gonna pick this up whenever I have time again. I don't know what my schedule is like tonight, but I'll see if I can continue this tonight so you guys can listen to this weekend. Yeah, Kenny, nice day. I know you can't listen to this, but okay. I have free time, so yeah, let me just continue now. So like I was saying, there's a lot of shit and piss in the dating pool, and it is sad. It's really sad, because me, I'm a lover girl. If I love you, oh my goodness, you can't do no wrong. You can vex me now, tell me you're sorry, I'm coming to meet you right now, send me your location, baby. But as everybody just wants to be fucking, I don't know if I look like a dog, or I don't know. In fact, I had to ask my friend, am I giving hookup vibes? She started laughing. It's not just me, I should not even put my mind to it. It's not just me. They proposition every and anybody they see like that. Like, they just want to fuck. So I should not think it's about me. It's not about me. It's just the fact that I have a vagina and a pretty face. So yeah, dating in Lagos, do not recommend. Men do not recommend. It's just that they cannot change sexuality. I'm tired though. If I say that I'm not tired, I'm lying, because what are you people doing? What are you doing? Anyway, Sha, it's the ones that we're meeting. Eventually, hopefully, we meet the ones that are normal, and you know, something better comes up. Anyways, guys, I think like my mojo for this episode is really low, because I don't know. It's not, that's the crazy thing, it's not like I am trying to find like a serious relationship or something. I don't think I'm in that space, but I am not looking to be sharing vagina up and down like party park. So why do you keep coming to me? Do I look like I share vagina? Do I? Anyways, like I said, it's not me. It's not. It's just, this is just a weird dynamic. Like, everybody's afraid of being vulnerable, being open, being seen, and it's just weird. Like, who hurt you guys? Do the work. Try and get over the shit that has made you whatever you are. In fact, just like, just open up a bit. Like, it's not even that hard. But anyways, there's still good men out there. So don't give up. Me, I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not just I'm not just looking for anything again. In fact, I don't need friends. Fuck you, fuck your friendship, fuck everything. Just get out of my front. Because in the end, it's still my point that you wanna see. You wanna off my point. And my God. My God. God of Judea. God, what did I just say? Oh Jesus. See? God of Jerusalem, we not grieve for you. God of Babalola, we not grieve for you. Anyways, yeah, today's Friday. So I don't know if anybody is interested in what I said. Like, you want to test your bestie, please do it. But make sure there are people in the house that can save you, should in case it wants to become violent. Because you see, this gender, like I said, it's pennies. So it's just pennies. I've had someone try to kiss me by force, and he was using manpower. Me, that I am not normal. I give the weary head butt. Like, are you crazy? Are you, because of kiss? Oh, you niggas are down bad, down fucking bad. And I pray you get healing, because it's not everybody that wants to fuck you, and it's not everything that moves that you fuck. Because we fuck the one that they will come out your destiny. You will fuck the one that oil will come out in your head. You will fuck the one that you will not even know the direction in which your life is going. Later you'll not be saying, who do me? It's you that do yourself because of 5 minutes pa. This is well. Anyway, it's our generation. Tired. And I'm not even like the most perfect person, but some of you just have it. You just have life wrong. You have life really, really wrong. I don't know if it's upbringing, I don't know if it's his experiences, but damn, y'all niggas are fucked up. And it's not just, generally speaking now, it's not just the men, even women are like really fucked up. But then look at the country in which we are in, so that will give you an insight into what is happening. And yeah, so don't forget shit and peace in the dating pool right now. Do you want to jump into that? One question. Number two, is your bestie really your bestie? Number three, transactional relationships, are they really beneficial? And that's my problem with all these things. With men, right? Body count doesn't matter. But with women, okay. Don't do it, oh. Guard your body count jealously. Give it only. Increase it only if it is worth it, right? Because these niggas is still there more that increase the mileage. That I will still tell you that the mileage is too high. I hope you understand what I am saying, and I hope you make sense from it. And I just hope that you ladies are smart out there. Even if it is transactional sex, or more like my friend said, make sure there's something he needs for you. You are chopping his money or something. I'm not a fan of transactional sex, but if a nigga just wants to fuck you and you know that you can gain from him, if you want to fuck him, make sure it's not just for the pleasure, right? Make sure there's something else in it, because this niggas be, oh my Jesus, if I tell you the words that they have used for me, because they want, one person said I want to eat your plate. What the fuck is it? And that's the thing, they don't even be saying these things in the nicest ways. They say, like, what is, I will pound the shit out of you. Do I look like I have shit in me that needs to be pounded? I was going to end this episode, so yeah, just be smart out there. Use protection. We're young, but I mean, make smart decisions, because if you're just banging everything that comes your way, that one is another way of life, sharp lifestyle. Lifestyle, sharp. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of my podcast. I know it's been forever, and I am sorry, but I mean, my schedule is really tight, but we try. I will try and do another one you can see how Kelly I was recording this one, but eventually I would still make time to finish it up at the end. So yeah, Jesus, flies are already attacking me where I am. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Yeah, and Lekki stinks. Oh my goodness, Lekki smells. Lekki is the ghetto. Look at that, a whole ass frog. Ew. Is it toad? Oh Jesus, like, oh, ew, please. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. It's a toad. Oh, it's a toad, the one that have tail. Oh Jesus, white toad. Oh inside gutter. Oh, anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. I will catch you in my next episode. I cannot promise when it will be, but yeah, till then, stay blessed, stay hydrated, and may madness of Lagos not overwhelm you, or whatever. Just stay safe, please, and yeah, get your PVC. Me that I'm talking, I've only registered online, but we get it. The devil is only gonna lie. I will get my PVC. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.